After 12 years of being Santa, Appleton's Jeff McMullen is heading to Memphis, Tennessee on Friday to officially be inducted into the International Santa Claus Hall of Fame.
There's only 106 Santas from throughout the world in the Hall of Fame. And Wisconsin has a very, very rich history of terrific Santas. And I've made friends with so many of them. And for me to be the first one from Wisconsin is just mind-boggling. When I received the phone call and the message that I was being accepted into the Hall of Fame, it was so humbling. And it was really nice validation from my peers that I'm doing the right thing at the right time with the right purpose for the right people.
Lauren Jensen, a Santa from Michigan and a longtime friend of McMullen's, was the one who nominated him.
He's the first person that I've got goosebumps right now. He's the first person I've ever met that I ever felt like he really belongs in the Hall of Fame. What's interesting is that in talking to the other Hall of Famers that are out there, they said no one ever makes it on the first nomination. And I said, well, I'll just try. And he made it on his first try, which is just absolutely amazing. And he deserves it.
Hall of Fame candidates are selected based on things like career, originality, and community service. McMullen says one of his favorite parts about being Santa is his work through the Fond du Lac Salvation Army.
We started a kindness campaign, and Santa is the kindness coach to Fond du Lac. So it's a year-round campaign, not just during Christmas when Santa is very prevalent. But kindness isn't something that happens only in December. It's a year-round, day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. So we provide them with tools and ideas that they can use to be kind to each other and to be kind to themselves, to their family, and to their community and the people that we serve.
That's one thing McMullen does year-round as Santa. He also runs Kringle University, teaching thousands of other Santas through various platforms how to find their Santa. He also takes those lessons around the world, traveling to teach other Santas.
I ask Santas to create the ideal Santa in their mind. And then where we are today and what we see in our mind, that gap is the growth we need to take. So I help them develop a path from where they are to where they want to be. And that can consist of wardrobe, it consists of makeup, it consists of skills being storytelling, story writing, story reading, perhaps magic. Now, when I talk about magic, I never want to create a Santa that's a magician in a Santa suit, but magical things happen around Santa.
Jensen says he tries to go to all of McMullen's seminars.
Every place that I've been with him, he will get at least one standing ovation, if not more.
McMullen also runs Santa's Magical Christmas Cottage in Buchanan, where kids and their families have a one-on-one visit with Santa.
Everything in the cottage has a purpose for being there or a story, so that if a little boy or girl looks at the wall and points at a toy soldier and says, Santa, what is that? There's a story. So the visit happens organically rather than a very planned thing. The children lead the experience.
But of course, it's the Christmas season when things get really busy.
I work literally from November 3rd through December 27th, I'll be working anywhere between 14 and 16 hours a day, every day. I start some mornings at 6:30 or 7 with donuts with Santa, all the way through tuck-ins where Santa reads a story with mom and dad in the bedroom and we're tucking the child in. And so everything from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed, it's an opportunity for Santa.
Green Bay residents may have seen McMullen at one of his favorite Christmas traditions.
One of my favorite locations every year is at the National Railroad Museum for Polar Express, and every year we do like 41 shows of Polar Express, and it sells out incredibly fast. Tickets go on sale at noon on July 15th, and by 4 o'clock that afternoon, all 41 shows are sold out. I'm so proud of that, to be part of that project.
Surprisingly, he doesn't get tired.
I don't ever see myself retiring. I think this is just something that I'm going to do until I'm not able to do it any longer. But I really do wake up every morning feeling blessed and excited about growing as Santa and growing in ways that I can help my community. The world needs us more now than they ever have. We need to work together. I like to think of each individual Santa as a thread, but if we can all work together, we build a beautiful tapestry of hope and love and kindness for the world. And that's really what my mission is.
Reporting in Appleton, Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News.